Thank you for calling customer support. This is Don speaking. How may I assist you?
Hi, my name is Mirabel Obi. I just noticed in my bank account, my bank statement, that I've been charged like $64.97 for your product. I can't remember ordering anything from you guys.
All right. I'd be more than happy to assist. May I start by asking for your zip code, please?
45240.
And that was 45240.
Yes.
Thank you. Ben, could you verify your first and last name for me?
First name is Mirabel. Last name is Obi. Obi.
Thank you. And could you verify your shipping address?
My address is 723 Danvers Drive, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45240.
Thank you. I'm going to place you on a brief hold while I locate the account, okay?
Okay.
So what I'm seeing here is an account was opened with us on February 27th of 2021 in regards of our Vibe watch as well as our Vibe pods. Now, when you ordered those products initially, they were ordered within a 14-day trial. Now, that 14-day trial allows you to bypass paying the retail price of the product up front. You only have to pay tipping and handling costs for the first 14 days. However, once the 14-day trial expires, you will then bill the retail price of the product, and that's where the $64.97 reflects onto the account.
What product is that?
Ma'am?
What product are you talking about?
You ordered a set of our Vibe pods and our Vibe smartwatch.
Oh. So, say it again. What is that all about?
Okay. Now, when you ordered the products initially, they were ordered within a 14-day trial. What that 14-day trial granted was the ability for you to access the product whilst only paying the shipping and handling costs for the first 14 days. Once that 14-day trial expired, you were then held accountable for the retail price of the product, being that you had not called in to cancel or you didn't call in to say that you were not satisfied with the product. We assumed the best for the company, and you were billed the retail price for the product. And that's where the $64.97 reflects onto your bank account.
Yeah, I quite remember now that I had, like, the Vibe watch and stuff like that. But I'm like, I thought it came to my phone, like, something, and it asked me to pay $5. Like, I paid like $11 altogether with an iPod. Is iPod or how do you call it? The ear stuff. So, no. So, if
yes,
you don't
ma'am.
Want, because I need to cancel it, I don't want it.
Okay, and that I do understand, ma'am. What I can do for you is I can go ahead and cancel the account, which will assure there will be no future billings or shipments.
Yeah.
Okay. So give me one moment as I get you canceled here, okay?
Yes.
All right, ma'am. So I did go ahead and get you canceled. And again, that'll ensure there'll be no future billings or charges made on the account. Is there anything else I can do to assist here?
So what about the $64? Am I supposed to return something? What about the $64?
All right, one moment, please. All right, ma'am. And if you would like a refund for the $64, we would actually need for you to return the product.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'll go ahead and do for you is provide you with the information to receive, to return that product. Do you have a pen and paper handy by any chance?
Yes.
All right. So that return address is going to be 2066.
2066
North.
North.
Capitol Avenue.
Say it again.
Capitol Avenue.
Capitol Avenue. Okay.
Suite 3010.
3010.
The city is going to be San Jose.
Okay, San Jose.
And that state is California.
Is it North, N-O-R-T-H, or is N-O-R-D?
N-O-R-T-H.
Okay.
All right. And
so
then
I just want to get something clear. So the account, like, you are supposed to be cutting me how much each month for a subscription?
No, ma'am, this isn't a reoccurring cycle. Once you pay the retail price, that is the final price. You won't have to pay anything else.
Okay. So that is for the Vibe Watch and the earpiece. So if I want to keep the earpiece and I just don't want the Vibe Watch.
Let's see what you were charged for. You were charged for the earpods. The second charge has not gone through yet in regards of the fitness watch. All right, and that zip code for that return address, ma'am, is going to be 95132.
951. So I don't even know if I have the original box of the product. I don't even know if I have the box.
Yes, ma'am. You would need to go to UPS and receive a package in order to ship that back.
I know. I'm saying like the original because I took it out of the package. But I have the product, but I don't have the original package that it came with.
Okay. Give me one moment, ma'am, and let me see what I can further do to assist you, okay?
Yeah.
All right, ma'am. So what I'll do for you at this moment is I'll issue a refund of the $64.97 in regards to those earpods. You'll receive that refund within 3 to 5 business days, and you can keep the product. You don't have to mail it back.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Is there anything else I can do to assist?
No, thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thanks.